What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. Welcome to another episode of Talking Arrow. It is Thursday, May 18th. We're going to be talking about last night's episode called Missing that aired on the CW. And past couple episodes, Miss Anna B from Australia, my partner in crime, she is a fellow fan, a super fan of Arrow and the Flash. Bigger than me, believe it or not. And two episodes, she actually was here in the States, so we were able to Skype together and give our review. As you can see from last week's episode, she couldn't because she was flying, going all over the place, whatever. And now she's back in Australia, but with work and everything, people, we couldn't get together. So she went ahead and recorded her review, and then I'm going to commentate over it and then give my two cents at the end. Hopefully we can get together on the season finale. That's the plan that we're trying to do because the season finale looks good. So let's get in with Anna B. If you can follow her on Twitter if you want. It's Traveler15. Traveler15. Is her Twitter handle. So check that out when you get a chance. But here she is, Miss Anna B.
Well, Mike, here we are. The second last episode of Arrow for the season.
Yes.
Gearing up for the season finale for next week. This was pretty action-packed, pulling a lot of punches to get us to where we want to be next week. But first we had the team relaxing, celebrating Oliver's birthday, and maybe an Oliver and Felicity getting back together.
Yes!
Which is something I would like.
I'd agree.
And the team are also relaxing as well, thinking they've survived everything about Adrian Chase. But as we all know, even though he's locked up, he still has a hidden agenda against Oliver, and we're not done yet. And as this episode is called Missing, Chase has arranged, with the help of some outside members of Evelyn, Black Siren, and Talia al Ghul, to make the members of Team Arrow disappear.
Yes.
And of course, Chase also has kidnapped William, Oliver's son. So Oliver's not very happy about that when he learns that William's been taken, because that's his family. And
that would hurt me too.
And likewise, we also see the return of Malcolm Merlyn, which was nice to have him back for this season. He's back because he's found out that Thea's disappeared as well, and he wants to join forces with Oliver to free her. Even though Oliver's not happy about that, it's good to see the two working together. I think there's a lot of fun with these two when they are together.
I agree.
So we learn from Chase that if Oliver wants to get William and his team back, he has to let him go free. Otherwise, he'll kill them all. So we have Oliver and Malcolm freeing him from jail before he's taken away. So when Chase is freed, he flies off to Liam New, which is where we're going to see the season finale. It's ironic, the season finale is going to be fought on Liam New, because that's where it all began 5 years ago, when Oliver became the Green Arrow. And this is where all the flashbacks will all wind up as well, with the 5 year arc. So as we know, Malcolm and Oliver can't fight Chase and everyone else without the help of without some help too. So Oliver asks the help of Nyssa to come join them, and they go off to Liam Yu, and he asks an old enemy of his, Deathstroke,
yes,
to help with this fight against everyone. So that's it really this week. So it's all lining up for next week's finale, for the big fight. So will we be able to see Oliver defeat Chase and the team? So it's going to be a big one next week. I think it's going to be a lot of stunts, action, fight scenes for the season finale, as it usually is. And looking forward to it. It's been a long year, and be great to see it all come to an end. And next week, I'll see you then, Mike. Okay, bye.
Ah, there it is. It's Anna B, Traveler 15 on Twitter. So she brought up some good points there. She hit everything. I mean, it was a big preparation. The battle groups, the teams are getting together. I am not going to lie. I did not see Deathstroke coming at the end of this. Because, you know, when he got everybody together and everybody's getting I'm just excited, as you can tell, people. That end. Holy crap balls to see him, and he throws the bag, and then he's got, "Good to see you back, kid." Oh my gosh! They could have just played that part. They could have just showed Oliver this episode, walk into the jail cell, throw them in, and then that would have been it. I would have been fine. I would have been like, I don't need to see anymore. That was so badass. But we did see a lot. I agree. I thought the episode was great. I'm trying to think. I definitely love Malcolm and Oliver together. Malcolm definitely gave him a piece of his mind and good advice. And truthful, it's probably the best advice, even better than some of Felicity's advice in the past. Malcolm just, I mean, hey, you're going to have people that you love in your life, and that's just how it is, plain and simple. And this whole thing that Oliver is, I can't have anybody close to me because they get hurt. Screw that crap. You're a superhero. This is what happens. But Malcolm was just awesome. I loved it when Malcolm was told Oliver it would be so much easier if they could kill everybody, and he said no. It was just, I love Malcolm Merlyn. He's just badass. Adrian Chase is a total badass as a bad guy. I love him. I love him better than Damian Dark, and I love Damian Dark because he was just a smartass too, but Adrian Chase, dude, and Evelyn, she goes down. She didn't get the bitch slap. I mean, I'm telling you, Black Siren, even though she looks as hot as Laurel, she's still a pain in my ass too, but I think she's going to switch. I think she's going to switch it up because that's her dad in another earth, kind of, sort of. Okay. But overall, I thought this was a great episode. I'm trying to think of anything else that that got to me. Adrian Chase, when he's about to board the airplane and tells Oliver, and then Oliver's like, "You brought my son into this." He's like, "Hey, who brought my wife in there?" I was like, "Oh, damn, Adrian Chase." So, I mean, it is an eye for an eye. I mean, he brought in the wife. He brought in the son. But yeah, when I saw that video of William, I was like, "Oh," because I'm a dad too. I'd be like, "Oh, damn, I'm going to kill you." That's what I would be doing. But I can't wait. And the Azagul sisters together too. Oh, man. I can't. Nissa fighting that Fatalia girl. I'm excited. This season finale is going to be badass. Happens next Wednesday. I'm pumped. Hopefully me and Anna B can get together and do it together, live together. I think that's the goal. I don't know if I have to. Even if I have to do it late at night, I don't know how I'm going to do it. I got to figure it out. Either she's going to have to get up early in the morning, Australia time, or I'm going to have to do it at night, but somehow do it low so my son doesn't wake up and get excited as me. A Deathstroke is coming back. Oh, I'm so excited. All right, people, I think that's it. We'll be back next week. Season finale, Arrow happens. Oh, I'm so excited. Next Wednesday. Oh, my nipples are hard.